These star signs have been known since ancient times on Earth by our common forefathers, and the same signs were transferred to the Pleiades system. But from their perspective, the positions are greatly shifted and result in another arrangement. Samjace's written greeting to the children at Figu. Samjace is delighted when she discovers that a child in Maya's group has asked if she has any brothers or sisters. She likes children very much and agrees to write a greeting to the child. Samjace has a brother by the name of Yukatu and a sister named Pleia. Samjace's knowledge connected to her mission. Samjace has learned many professions, but her current tasks require her to be educated in spiritual lessons, coordination, technology, archaeology, time, travel, earthly religions, politics, economy, the history of Earth, and different other subjects that she is thoroughly knowledgeable in. The Plegirans normally master between 12 and 30 or more different fields of study. Samjace was required to undergo 4 years of intensive study before she could answer any questions for Maya. Samjace postpones her vacation from Earth. Due to some letters and articles about Maya and his contacts, which are considered damaging to their mission, Samjace has decided not to take her vacation now, but to postpone it to a later time. Maya regrets that she is not able to take her vacation, but is pleased that she will not be going away. She is comforted by his feelings for her. She thanks him and says that he is very dear. Teddy bear. Gift from Herbert Runkle for Samjace. Maya brought a present for Samjace to open from a friend, Herbert Runkle. She is surprised to find a soft teddy bear doll inside and does not know what it is. She finds it to be soft, fine, and warm. She expresses her gratitude for it and says that she is delighted by it. She decides to keep it in her ship as a reminiscence of relationships, security, and good friends on Earth that are worthy of love. They do not have things like this on her home world. Your dreams are a medicine for you. Samjace tells Maya that there are some things that he should not know in advance. If he were to know of things that are to happen in the future, then he would not have the same feelings when they occur. Maya agrees and Samjace is pleased. She tells him that his dreams are a medicine for him. Samjace admits to eavesdropping on him since he does not block his thoughts to her. She says that his dreams are wonderful and she feels deep delight from him. He caused a stirring of happy and delightful sensations inside of her. Samjace, no more presents to be accepted. Samjace tells Maya that he should not bring any more presents because she will have to refuse them. The teddy bear will be the only exception. Samjace was on vacation on Era for 3 weeks. Samjace's name, female form meaning semi, IHWH. Samjace's name is a female form of a semi, Ishwish. In the Plegirian language, the term meaning semi is Elo and the female form of Ishwish is Ishrish. So, the proper title for Samjace is an Elo, Ishrish. However, degeneration can occur if a wrong name is given to a human being, Quetzal. Maya meets the Plegirian station leader Quetzal. Quetzal, pronounced Quetzal, is the name of the highest leader over all Plegirian stations in this solar system. He is making telepathic contact with Maya in order to discuss some matters concerning his group. He greets Maya with honor as a dear friend. But, Quetzal is a serious, no-nonsense type of individual with a lot of responsibilities that include monitoring and interacting with the most evil of entities in this region of space. Quetzal says that special orders are to be followed. Quetzal informs Maya that when they issue orders, they are based on absolute logic and just cause. The orders they issue are a result of exact information and they know what purpose they serve. If their orders are disputed, then they become meaningless and worthless because the path to truth cannot be walked through neglect. It is not permitted for their orders to always be questioned and neglected. Maya's group members should not disregard their orders and act from their own judgment in these matters. The orders they issue are commands that ought to be observed. When everyone makes their own decisions, then they are treated according to their own decisions. But, Earth humans must observe the natural and creational laws. The plagiarans are the leading and advising factors before humanity on Earth, and it is not permitted for people to rely on their own illogical thoughts and disregard orders. If they cannot realize the wisdom of the plagiarin logic, this does not give them license to do whatever they want to do. The plagiarans can only offer spiritual lessons and useful information for humanity on Earth when their advice is respected. Illogical arbitrary actions greatly injure their mission here. Humanity should understand that the plagiarans are 3,000 years in advance of Earth humans in evolution. Anyone on Earth that believes that they know better than the plagiarans are suffering from a selfish megalomania. Plagiarans insist reports be published word for word. Regarding the contact report, Quetzal says that it is the judgment of some of Meir's group that only parts of the reports should be disclosed and that all personal matters should be removed. This is not acceptable to the plagiarans. They insist that the reports must be disclosed word for word just as they were spoken. This includes all personal remarks. The reports are only valid and worthy if they are reproduced in complete form. This order is based upon scrutinized deliberations of all factors for logic. Anything that is not intended to be revealed in the reports is withheld from Meir from the beginning. So, everything in the contact reports should be offered and explained to mankind on Earth. Any facts, words, explanations, corrections, or anything else that is omitted is not acceptable. The truth must be revealed and taught accurately, even if certain matters are found to be undesirable to certain individuals. This order also applies to the plagiarans who often make inadvertent mistakes that are to be revealed. It is expected that any prior violation of this order will now be corrected. Things explained once should not need repetition. Meir is told by Quetzal that it is not pleasant for the plagiarans to repeatedly be expected to occupy themselves with the same issues. Once they give an explanation about an order that has been issued, it should suffice. It should not be expected that the same things should be repeatedly discussed several times. In the future, some Jace has been ordered to omit such repetitions of things that have been thoroughly explained. Whatever is explained once does not need to be explained anymore. This is not only time-consuming, but illogical and unnecessary. By no means do we exercise dictatorial measure. Quetzal tells Meir that, in no way, are they trying to exercise dictatorial measures to force the will and knowledge of the plagiarans onto Earth humans. They have only undertaken missions voluntarily to diffuse advice about the spirit and some other things. Whoever wants to accept these lessons and acknowledge them, may do so, and those who want to refuse them are also free to do so. But, the ones who acknowledge them, must be conscious that only certain individuals can obtain an order that will result in special destinations when advice is observed and assistance is provided. Only in this way, will the laws and missions be fulfilled. Samjace tells Meir not to call to a dear god. Samjace takes Meir to meet her father, Tua, pronounced R, on board his great spacer mothership. Meir is not impressed with the title that Tua has of IHWH and talks of throwing flowers at a megalomaniac. This causes great laughter from Samjace and Tua. Samjace explains that they found his comment funny because he assumed pure earthly forms in their world when they have come to know a completely different form for many hundreds of years. Samjace tells Meir not to refer to Tua as a god because that brings back sad memories of earlier times in their evolution. The designation of IHWH now has a new meaning for them. Although there are very fine differences in humans at all levels of evolution, everyone is valued equally, even though spiritual development takes a very long time. Tua, Samjace's father, speaks to Meir in German. Samjace takes Meir into the command center of Tua's great spacer mothership. The command center has equipment that is arranged like a horseshoe. A single man is seen standing in this horseshoe as Samjace and Meir arrive. This man is dressed similar to Samjace and exudes great love and friendliness. He appears to be about 70 Earth years old. Samjace and the man hug and kiss each other and then talk in a strange language to one another. The man looks at Meir attentively and has a roguish smile in the features of an old man. Samjace introduces Maya to her father and the two of them shake hands. Her father says that it is a great pleasure for him to see Maya there. Samjace has reported very much about him. He welcomes Maya and Maya thanks him. Samjace's father embraces Maya, who is unable to speak. The man tells Maya to call him Ta, for that is his name. He says that an ancestor of his lived in earlier times on Earth with a former human race. He was an IHWH and was also named Tua. His wife was named Bast, and there are still many age-old traditions, tales, and legends of them on Earth. Maya says that he was not aware of this, but will research it when he returns to Earth. Samjace says that he will discover about this in the South American tales about gods. Maya expresses surprise that she referred to Tua as a god when she had told him not to call him that. Maya asks how he should address her father and is told that, because everyone is considered equal, he can call him by his name. Tua asks Maya if he speaks any other languages, and he says that he speaks Greek. This pleases Tua because he also speaks Greek. Maya and Tua then speak in modern Greek. Samjace explains that her father has been speaking to Maya in his native language because he does not speak German. A small apparatus on Tua's belt is a translation device that has been translating any language spoken and making the conversions understandable for everyone. But since Tua and Maya both speak Greek, it is preferred to speak without the device. Later, when Maya receives the transmissions of this conversation, everything will be presented in his native language for easy transcription. This is a big relief to Maya. Tua's age, 759 years, as of June 14, 1976. A child in Maya's group wanted to know how old Samjace's father was, and Samjace says that he is 759 years old by the chronology on Earth. Tua intervenes in assassination attempt. Tua personally came to Earth to meet with Maya, who welcomed him with friendship and respect. Tua expresses his delight to be with his dear friend. Then, he informs Maya that he was called by Samjace to investigate miserable pieces of work that threaten Maya's life. This is in regards to a missile attack from a ship at Winkel Riot near Wetsicon. See section 3.1.3 for more information. Tua says that he ordered the introduction of telepathic impulses towards Maya and his group regarding the menacing dangers present, and provided a warning for him not to undertake any long journeys in the near future. In particular, he was warned not to give any lectures about the pledger and presence. But Maya stubbornly refused to heed these warnings or listen to his group members' advice, even though the pledgerans endeavored so much to prevent such an impending occurrence. Tua tells Maya that he should act accordingly and not work against his own feelings. They know exactly what they are doing and why they are doing it. They did not become involved without sufficient cause to believe that his life was extraordinarily threatened when he decided to undertake his planned travels. Do not constrain your assumptive feelings, Tua. Tua tells Maya that, in the future, he should not constrain his assumptive feelings, but live according to them. When he goes against them, he consciously generates evil and he troubles his pledger and friends with unnecessary labor. The danger exists that the pledgerans are not always able to survey and control all matters, which could cause him harm. Maya feels like an idiot. Maya tells Tua and Samjace that this has been rather much for him to bear and calls himself an idiot. Tua tells him that he should not lower himself in this manner. His anger with himself is not justified. Maya consents to this and says that he knows he has made a heavy mistake. He tells them that, in the future, he will act accordingly to what he is ordered, or he will simply not say anything. He admits that he deserved the preaching he has received, as he feels that he has been very silly. But Samjace says that she does not agree. It is evident to her that he has allowed himself to be guided by his feelings because he did not want to deceive his dear friends in Munich. He was also conscious of the need to perform his mission without endangering it. She can feel how he is weeping inside and feels very sorry for him. But nevertheless, this must be as her father has said. The fulfillment of his mission is much more important than the anger of some unreasonable persons who seek to abuse him and his friends. Tua. to a cautions mayor not to be guided by his feelings because, at the moment, the cosmic influences are very aggressive and he has a hard struggle ahead until the middle of next year. His dear friends around him will inform him in greater detail about this matter. This time will be very troublesome and full of dangers. So, Mayer is cautioned to be careful and deliberate everything thoroughly, as previously advised by Sam Jace. Plea. Calliope dream about Plea. Mayer asks Sam Jace if her sister, Plea, pronounced play, ya, has black hair and Sam Jace wants to know how he is aware of that fact. He explains that his wife, Calliope, told him of a dream that she had, about 3 weeks ago, regarding a very pretty, dark, haired girl that was about Maya's height. In her dream, he called the girl, Plea. Sam Jace says that Plea told her about very strong streams of thoughts that she could not analyze or localize. Those thoughts must have been from his wife. Sam Jace has noticed that she has become interested in their mission and other concerns for the last 2 months. She has extraordinarily strong spiritual abilities that would be worthwhile for her to evaluate. Maya says that he is aware of her abilities, but wonders how to make her aware of it. He has often tried, but always in vain. Sam Jace says that she will assist her in this because she has reached a step in development where someone needs to help her. Maya says that he will also assist her. Sam Jace says that his intensive help would be beneficial, but it will take much of his time. Maya says that the time does not matter since it will be useful and he cares so much for her. She tells him that he will need a lot of patience. Maya says that he would wait years for this. Maya asks Sam Jace to give her sister, Plea, his best greetings. Sam Jace says that this will please her very much. She says that they are together now at the station and Maya is delighted to know this. Plea, Sam Jace's sister, coming next contact. Sam Jace tells Maya that, at the beginning of next week, she will bring her sister with her on their next contact. She wants to get to know him and to look at his barbarous traveling machine. He says that this is fine and that he will teach her to drive his dangerous motor, scooter. He asks her what she has to say about that and she responds with, "Don't." She says that Plea will be delighted by it for she is very interested in those objects, but they appear rather barbarous to her. Maya says that earthly humans are barbarians and he is quite content with that. Sam Jace says that she is aware of that and it is even partly okay with her. Plea, as pretty as Sam Jace. Sam Jace tells Maya that her sister wishes to greet him. She shows him where Plea is standing among some trees. While he walks into the woods where Plea is waiting, he notices that she is as pretty as Sam Jace. He says hello to her and expresses his delight at seeing her. She is just as he imagined from his wife's description of her in her dream. He says that she is so beautiful that great delight at being welcomed in such a loving and uncomplicated manner. Maya admits to being uncomplicated and boorish in such matters. He does not like complicated ceremonies and hides his insecurity by his behavior. She says that he is very sincere and clear, which pleases her very much. She notices that his thoughts and conduct are according to his words. They all know him very well. From knowing his past and seeing his pictures, she wanted to see him personally and talk with him. She refers to pictures of him in much earlier times than his youth. This is unpleasant for him, but she insists that he should concern himself with the past. He says that he is conscious about these things, but they are very dangerous and not important yet for his mission. Plea agrees, but says that it will gain importance at a later time. Maya agrees to take her advice when the time comes. But now, he wants to show her his motor scooter and teach her how to drive it. This pleases her as she is interested in the barbarous machine. For about 20 minutes, he teaches her to drive the bike. When Maya asks her what she thinks of it, she says that it is a very interesting barbarous adventure and asks if she could drive the bike for some time alone. Maya agrees, but warns her not to become too barbarous as the bike provides a constant stimulation for adventure. She says that she already enjoys the adventure, which is something that she has never experienced before. Mayus says the barbarian lifestyle has its own attractiveness and Pliu agrees with him. Manara, a girl from Vika system to take over contact. Samjace tells Maya that in a few minutes, another of their ships will land which will appear unfamiliar to him. It belongs to one of their other races and will be commanded by Manara, pronounced Men, Ra. She is a girl from the planet Diran in the Vega system. Manara will be taking over the contacts with him, starting next time until the end of the year so that she and Quetzal can return to their home world for a vacation. Samjace plans to leave the Earth on the 15th of August. They will meet once more before then and she may visit some time again. She notices that Maya is feeling very sad and says that she regrets it as she feels the same way. He tells her not to weep and she says that such feelings are difficult to control. She tells him that Manara is very pretty, very dark, skinned, and flashing with delight for life. They will understand one another very well. Manara, 10 centimeters shorter than Samjace. While Maya and Samjace are talking, Manara comes down the anti-gravity tube. Maya notices how very pretty she is. Her skin is extremely dark colored with a shade of brown. She is about 10 centimeters shorter than Samjace and has negroid features. Samjace and Manara talk for some time while Maya gets an impression of her. Samjace introduces Manara to Maya. Manara says that he has been studying her very intently and asks if he has sensed her love and greeting. He responds by saying that she talks like a saint. He says that he enjoys meeting her and he welcomes her to the world of the lowly beings. Manara is totally perplexed and does not understand what he means. Then, Samjace explains his type of humorous remark and they start to laugh. Manara tells Maya that he is very funny and she admits that she has very much to learn here. But, she says, that she will do her best. Samjace tells her that she will instruct her about his manner of expression so that she will understand him. She will just have to learn to speak his kind of expressions for it is often very unconventional. She agrees to try. Manara's race, early Earth ancestors. Maya says that they will surely understand one another and have wonderful fun. He comments on her pretty black eyes, which complements her dark skin and relates similar traits to a human race from Africa with European influences. He asks Manara about the mixtures of Negroid and white races on Earth. She says that her race originated on Earth because her forefathers mingled with earthly inhabitants and generated the tribes of the Huns. In later epochs of time, they came together with the races from Africa and generated new races. Some of those races have now connected themselves again to her later forefathers and created their presently existing races. Their language is called Genin. Manara, on Earth for the first time. Manara comments on the fact that she has very much to learn in order to understand Maya. But for now, she wants to leave and perhaps prepare a delight for him. She says goodbye and Maya expresses a desire to see her again very soon. Her coming has pleased him very much. She says that she feels the same way and thanks him. Then, she walks away into the anti-gravity tube, which carries her gently upwards to her ship. After a few seconds of silence, Samjace says that he seems to have already closed Manara into his heart and that he acted properly. But, she pleads with him to not put her in a predicament with so many unusual questions. She has little knowledge in respect to earthly affairs, which will take some time for her to work herself into them. Besides this, she is on Earth for the first time and must find her way around here. Maya is surprised by this and says that if he had known, he would not have asked her about the races here. Samjace says that she was informed about that and he has not put her in a predicament. Manara's race. Manara's race is 3150 in advance of earthly human evolution. This means that they are only 350 less than the Plegirans. When Manara's people left the Earth, they kept the same position in evolution, just as the Plegirans did. But, the Plegirans advanced by 350 years while other nations are still in a rapid state of education. This opportunity was given to them some years later. Race and racism. It has been 3 months since Mayo has seen Sam Jace. He received a short telepathic greeting from her and two short greetings from Manara as she flew past near him. But today, she has come in person and is a most welcome sight for him. He tells her that his world has turned topsy-turvy with many unpleasant things happening along with an accident. It seemed like many things have conspired against them. But now, he says that she looks like an angel to him. Her dark beauty shines toward like a splendid rose, whose fragrance lovingly dispels all sorrows. Manara says that he is very kind. She thanks him because his words reveal to her that he does not distinguish between different human beings. Manara knows that neither the race nor the color of skin plays a part to him as he treats everyone equally. But, she is aware of how a great number of people on Earth have racial prejudices and she wanted to explore his thoughts about this. She expresses great delight to know that he is so accepting. Maya says that he is glad for her and compliments her on her beauty. She thanks him and informs him that he will see her more often in the future. Maya is pleasantly surprised and asks if she would be returning to her home planet soon. She says that she enjoys it here very much and has undertaken a special task so that she will not be leaving. Sfuth, Sam Jace's grandfather, died. Sam Jace informed Maya that Sfuth, pronounced Sfat, was her grandfather. Maya mentioned that the last time he had heard anything from Sfuth was in 1953. He had always assumed that he had died. Sam Jace says that his assumption was correct. Maya expressed feelings that Sfuth was an old man that was very worthy of loving and that he always seemed to him like a venerable old patriarch. He asked Sam Jace if Sfuth's bear-shaped ship was one of their common models and is told that it was a present from a nation on one of the two colonized planets in the Sirius system. Demonstrations Sam Jace wants to show her craft for the group. Sam Jace says that before she goes away for a long time, she wants to show Maya's group her ship once more. She has chosen an evening for this demonstration because it provides the best visibility. She wants to demonstrate how practical different energies are and, in the darkness, they will appear as visible images. Some types of energies can only be emitted very high in the atmosphere or else they would cause deadly effects to earthly forms of life. But, Maya's group will have an unforgettable demonstration for she will not use any protective measures to screen the view. However, it is mandatory that no person except Maya approach nearer to her beam ship than 910 meters for there could be deadly consequences that could injure their health and spirit. Only Maya will be screened so that he will not be hurt. It would also be important for Maya to invite some uninformed observers with influence for publications and government officials to also view this demonstration. Maya is cautioned to be careful about selecting people who would be appropriate and not be degenerative as traitors. He is not to provide any details about the demonstration, but only explain that this is a very interesting matter, which they should witness. He is also instructed to insist that the people sign a written agreement, as this will be important. This will be a unique demonstration that will not be repeated. This demonstration has become necessary to underpin Maya's whole material and his coming work. The Pledgerans do not only want to give him and his group reports, instructions, and orders, but also provide assistance that will be of help when it is needed, suited, and responsible for them. However, such things will be exceptions and not become common. This pleases Maya very much. No demonstrations of beamship. Sam Jace reports that she will not provide the demonstration in the way that she had previously considered. It has become quite clear that members of Maya's group are not mature enough to be able to conceive of these things and understand them. The demonstration cannot occur now or in the future. It is the decision of the High Council that she is only able to provide a demonstration in smaller forms of some things, but in very constricted ways. Because of the objectionable and doubting behavior of Hans Jacob, no outsiders will be allowed to be with his group and see the demonstration, as was previously permitted. Maya is very unhappy with this news. He asks for an exception and complains that it is not fair to do this only because of the doubts of one person. Sam Jace says she regrets this, but this is a decree by the High Council and she must obey it. Maius says that he will have to explain this thoroughly to the others and tell them that further arguments will be of no use. Samjay says that he is quite intelligent. Maya given notice of last public beamship sighting.